It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are joined on the program today by District 5 California Assemblyman Frank Bigelow, a Republican from Madera County who represents the Motherlode region. He's going to give us an update on legislation and happenings at the state capitol in Sacramento. Assemblyman Bigelow, thank you for coming on today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here once again, BJ, with you, as always.
Well, it's always great to have you on the program. You know, where do things kind of stand right now in the process of passing bills and putting together the new state budget?
Well, we're at the beginning of the year, and as it typically goes, at the first of the year, you dispense with bills that were held over from the previous year or previous session. And what we do is we dispose of those bills, meaning we hear them in their final forms, and it's basically an up or down type of vote in committees. Then it moves to the floor where they're either accepted or not accepted by the bodies, respectively, that being the Assembly and the other being the Senate. Usually once something gets through to the assembly floor, it's fait accompli, it gets passed and moves on because it's gone through an entire litany of discussion and opportunities in the committee process. So right now, we're currently beginning the whole new year session of bills and going through committee hearings. And right now, as you know, we had normally we have a May revise, but the governor gave us an early revise to the budget because he had such a surplus. We started the year off hearing rumbles of about a $19 billion surplus budget-wise, and that was at the 1st of January. By the time February rolled around, we were talking $35 billion, and here we are talking $60 billion. And they're projecting it could be in excess of $100-plus, even more, by the time June 15th comes around. So we have a tremendous amount of revenue coming in that's unanticipated revenue. And a lot of people right now trying to spend that money on programs. And there's a plethora, it seems like, of programs, some needed and some maybe questionable. So anyway, that's what's happening on the budget front. But on the legislative process, members have submitted their bills as of the first of the year. Every member is entitled to a threshold of 40 bills. I don't introduce that many. I typically introduce 10 or less bills. I just don't see the need for so many different bills. When you add that up, 10 times every member, there's 80 members in the assembly, so do that times 40. It really adds up in the numbers. That's why you often hear me talk about we had 3,000 bills presented this year, both between the Senate and the Assembly, and that's a lot of hearings, a lot of discussion, a lot of research time to try to filter through it and make sure what we're voting on is something that I would believe that people would be supportive or not supportive.
You know, being that you mentioned 3,000 bills could be submitted, is it difficult to be a representative in a rural area who's not in the majority party to try to get something done in Sacramento?
Well, the answer to that is yes, it is difficult. But I've found my way of around through the halls here, and I've been able to connect with people, and I've chosen bills that are representative of my rural areas and reflective of some of the urbanized areas. And I've been fortunate to get a number of my bills passed because I pick practical opportunities and success stories that are much needed. That doesn't mean every bill's been passed, but for me, I've been very successful, and I've been able to work with others in framing theirs where they would better understand how the impact that they were trying to accomplish for their district actually has a negative impact in other areas. And they've, by having good relationships with other members, they're willing to sit down and say, explain that to me better. And you go over that, and you'll do it again and again, and they go, aha, I understand. But a lot of times, some of these bills, I'm not on those committees. I don't have an opportunity to maybe dialogue on every single bill, so a lot of bills get through that we wish hadn't gotten through.
So what are the types of bills that you're pushing for this session?
you know, this year I had a scramble moment, to be real honest. All of my staff had opportunities to move up and into newer jobs, so I started off with all new staff, everybody from my scheduler up to my chief of staff. Well, Dana there in Sutter Creek is still there and represents me, Dana Jorgensen. Micah down in Madera, I've retained them, but it's been a handful. So to kind of give you a reflection, this year I wanted to kind of get after some things that dealt with what's really been a focus item for all of us. We have seen far too many fires. We've had a lot of different challenges with it. So I've focused on some areas that I thought might be helpful, that I've heard from people that they would feel good about. And so let's just start with one of them that was good for me to help with some folks. That's AB 2892. That deals with an income tax credit on generators. A lot of the folks in the rural areas have bought backup generators for their homes, and with all the PSPSs occurring and fires putting power out, we all know that we have refrigerators and ice boxes, and some of us want to stay at home, and we're affected by something that's not even close to us. And so what we most have done is have gone out and bought backup generators. So I've kind of put forth this concept of having with this multi-billion dollar surplus that we could give a rebate, if you will, through a tax credit to those folks who have bought those generators, up to 50% of whatever the purchase was, up to a maximum of $8,000. So it could be a business, it could be a person in that reflection. So that's one of the bills that I've dealt with. The other is working through on something that for Republicans, it's very difficult to get done, but is to go forth with a budget request, and that's to go directly to the budget committee and see if I can get some funding for some of our areas for training facilities. Now, up in Tahoe, they have a school up there that they would like to make a training center for firefighting educational credits. And the same thing down at Columbia. So these two locations seem fit for this kind of an opportunity. So I've gone in and presented a request through the budget committee for some folks for them. And, you know, with BJ, you know this. You've reported on it. Thousands of structures have been lost. Sadly, 31 lives were lost. Over 4.3 million acres burned, destroyed. Well, we know that nature will restore and bring back those forests, but we can't bring back the lives. We know we can rebuild those homes. That's why I hope, and just an educational moment, everyone, when you're asked to leave, please get up and leave. Don't wait around. As we all saw those horrible, horrible pictures of people in a panic in many communities, they thought it would never get to them, and it came upon them and so fast that they had to abandon their cars, flee by foot. If it wasn't for, in several cases, CAL FIRE crews, bulldozers, cramming people inside their vehicles and shuttling them out, some of those folks wouldn't have made it. Mm-hmm. So hopefully by putting these training centers in place, we'll be able to get some folks trained and go to work in our local communities as firefighters.
Yeah, interesting.
So those are a couple of the bills that are kind of out there.
Before you move on, could I ask you real quick, training centers, do you mean like kind of a headquarters for training, or what kind of things would take place at those centers?
These would be actual firefighting schools.
Okay.
They would actually be a school training center. So, in Columbia, there's a community college there, and they would actually put forth a full training center. I'm calling it a training center, where they would actually go through schooling there.
We need to take a quick break. We'll pick up on legislation that Assemblyman Bigelow is pushing for in Sacramento. When we come up back in just a minute, Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll continue with our second segment in just a minute.